this is the Adam Schiff raised the concern that if the president gets off, this means every future president can just say, sorry, not cooperating, you know, too bad. Is that true? Do impeachment trials set a precedent such that if the president gets his way, as you describe, then other future presidents basically have a free reign to do whatever they want as long as their party is in power in the Senate?
All you have to do is listen to the argument one of the president's lawyers is making. And, you know, what they're saying is, in 1868, the Senate acquitted by a single vote Andrew Johnson, right? Mm-hmm. And the argument was that he didn't commit a crime. Alan Dershowitz is saying that that is the precedent that should apply here, because the Senate didn't convict a president in 1868 for violating the Tenure of Office Act, which essentially most Republicans would argue today is unconstitutional because it infringes upon the president's appointment power. That therefore, because the Senate didn't take an action then, that therefore the precedent stands and can't be invoked or can't be violated now. And so, yes, in some respect, you may have be onto something, Dave, and that is the idea that if the president is acquitted in this case, maybe there is no accountability for a president who commits the same kind of alleged offenses that Democrats say this president has committed. And that's why they are raising this alarm and saying this is the moment to act. But the president insists he did nothing wrong and that, that it's the House that's abused its power under the Constitution.
CBS White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.